This is the Pick of the Bunch by Basic Bananas, where we share the pick of the bunch when it comes to marketing, business, and people.
Hi, and welcome back to Pick of the Bunch. In this episode, I'm sharing with you a framework that we use to help you come up with a very attractive, sexy, hot, awesome, effective elevator pitch. We'll show you exactly how you can wow your audience in 60 seconds or less. And the framework that we share with you includes 6 steps that you can follow to create something that is attractive to the right market. You know those times where you're meeting someone at an event or at a birthday party or even at a wedding or in an office, and they tell you all about themselves. They tell you about their business. They tell you really their life story sometimes, and you walk away thinking that you have no idea what this person does. It happens a lot, and that's why in this episode I want to share with you a framework that we use to help businesses, entrepreneurs, business owners to really be able to articulate what they do, to be very succinct and specific and clear about what it is that they do. Because if people can't figure out what you do after you telling them, they can't buy from you, they can't refer you, they can't talk about you. So we need to be able to have a little spiel about ourselves or our business that people can grasp. And we always say that if your little or big spiel that you use can't be understood by a child, it's probably not good enough. And some argue and say, well, a child is not my audience. And so some argue and say, well, if my niche is corporates, I only need to be understood by that specific market. But that is not true, because what if you speak to someone who is not working in your industry? Let's say you work in IT or in a specific industry. What if you're talking to someone who has a sister or a brother or someone that they know who might be able to work with you, but they can't even talk about you because they don't know what you're doing? So having a really good elevator pitch ready is really important, and it's one of, you know, I wouldn't say it's one of the hardest things, but it's certainly not one of the easiest things to do. A lot of people struggle with this, and you would notice that because when you speak to people, you often walk away confused. Now, where does this expression elevator pitch come from? It actually comes from being in an elevator. And when you go, say, from the first floor to the whatever 10th floor, you might have about 60 seconds to explain to someone who you are. Now, it is a little bit, you know, a bit of a paradox, because in elevators, often people don't talk. But it does make sense. You've got 60 seconds. If you did talk, you have 60 seconds until you have to leave the elevator. So that's why it's called an elevator pitch, or, you know, it's just, I call it the 60 seconds, having something ready that you can use to blow someone's mind, not really, but to explain yourself to someone in 60 seconds or less, because often people don't also want to hear your whole life story the first time that they meet you. So there's a very specific way that you can go about this. It's something that we can practice, and I'm going to take you through this framework now. We break it down into 6 steps. You don't have to use all the 6 steps. You can maybe, you know, drop 1 or 2 or just adapt it. As with any framework, this is a framework that you can fill in for yourself, for your own business, but you can also adjust it to what works best for you in any given situation. Our 30 or 60 seconds or our elevator pitch also needs to be adjusted depending on who you talk to. Because if you do talk to someone in your industry that understands the fancy words and that can be wowed by using some fancy industry-specific words, then that's what you do. If you talk to someone who doesn't know a lot about this, then you use a slightly different language. Now, also the 6 steps that I'm going to take you through, what you will see is, and this is a good strategy to use when you prepare your 60 seconds, you go from big picture into the more specifics. So we start off by getting people's attention with more big picture stuff, and then we get into the details. Because if we start with details first, we might lose the person at hello. You can also use this same framework when you go networking. A lot of networking events for businesses where you go, you are required to have a 60-second spiel ready that you can give, present, when you're asked to do that. So sometimes if it's a smaller networking event with maybe, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 people, sometimes every person gets up and shares quickly in 30 or 60 seconds who they are and what they do. So this is very handy to have ready so that you can maximize your exposure. Now the first, let's go through the six steps. The first one is, especially if you're doing it as a little presentation, you need to grab people's attention. Because most often people are a little bit in their head, they're thinking about their own elevator pitch, they're thinking, oh, what are they going to eat for dinner? Who are they going to talk to at the event? So we need to really almost use a pattern interrupt to get people's attention. How do you do that? You can do that by asking a question. Could be, you know, something a little bit thought-provoking. You can also state something fun, so sharing a fun fact that gets people, suddenly piques their interest, or even some crazy stat that is maybe interesting or shocking. When I used to go networking, when we first started Basic Bananas, networking was one of our first strategies we used because we used to have time in the beginning. Now not so much, but back then we had a lot of time because it was a new business. So we would go networking. And I always used a fun banana fact. I know it's completely irrelevant to what we do, but people would remember. So one fact that I used to use was that, did you know that in Uganda, they make beer, the most popular beer is made from bananas. Another fun fact that I found is that, did you know that if you eat, I don't remember, 10 bananas a day, it makes you really happy. Maybe not a day, but maybe a month. Because banana has an ingredient that makes you happy. So I would just Google fun facts about bananas, and people would remember me, and they would say, hey, aren't you the one that shared the fact about the beer in somewhere? And so you can also use a stat. You could, you know, maybe even say, hey, did you know that in Australia 50% of businesses fail because of blah? So the first step is to grab people's attention with a question, with a fun fact, with a stat. It can be funny, it can be cheeky, it can be shocking, anything to get them out of their head and listening to you. Number two, you introduce yourself. So now that you have their attention, you now talk about who you are. You say, my name is Francisca. I run a business called Basic Bananas. So you introduce yourself. And you might also then add what your business does. I run a business called Basic Bananas. It's the largest provider of education to small businesses when it comes to marketing. We show small businesses how to promote themselves to grow and attract the right customer. So you might quickly explain in one or two sentences your name, your business name, and what it is that you do. And then the third step, this is one of my favorite things, and it's also one of the probably most challenging to do, is you now use either an analogy or a metaphor. And an analogy is, you just start with the words, it's like blah. So as an example, I remember we used this framework for a fitness coach, someone who runs a gym, and he wanted to be known for really, it's a garage gym, it's pretty basic and raw and you know, for people that don't need all the fancy stuff. And so he would say, he had something really funny. It's like the poor person's plastic surgery or something along those lines. So he made it a bit funny. So you can use an analogy. You can say, it's like whatever, you know, whatever explains what you do, very easy. So that's the third step. I will give you some more examples in a minute. The fourth step in creating this framework is talk about the features and the benefits in your business. Now, most people only talk about features, but features are not as exciting as our benefits. So we need to either talk about both or just the benefits. if you only talk about features, it's just you, again, you lose people that don't care. So let me give you an example. So a feature could be that you have 10 years of experience in your field. That's a feature. We have 10 years of experience in whichever profession, business you are. Now, to get to the benefit of that, you need to use the, this is a little trick that I use. You can use the little words, which means. So we've got 10 years of experience, which means that you will get the latest updates, the latest tools available in the market. Something, you know, it depends again. I'm making this stuff up on the fly, but you apply this to your company. Or a feature might be, if we talk about electronics, for example, Apple does a really good job here. Or actually, other companies do a good job too. A feature might be that this iPhone has a high pixel resolution, HD, high definition on the photos. It's got the latest blah, 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 which is a feature, which means that your photographs can look good even if you print them out or blow them up on a big poster. So you can get to the benefit by inserting the words which means. And that's exactly what you can do in your elevator pitch too, is you can talk about a feature, maybe two features, not too much because you don't have too many, so just pick too much time. You just pick the most important ones and you share that. Number five, now you can also share what you're known for. We are known for making the complex simple. We are known for putting the mojo back into your business. We are known for, what are you known for? What are you known for? Share it. You can either say we are known for, or people often refer to us as the blah, blah, blah. Just share what's the one thing that you're known for. And number six is the call to action. So depending again on your setting, depending on where you are, you have a different call to action. For some, you might say that, you know, you want them to come and talk to you at the event. For some, you might say that you want them to download something, or that you have a free book or a free cheat sheet. It depends on where you are. For some, you say, I want, you know, give me a call if you want to talk about a specific solution. You choose your call to action, and that call to action changes depending on where you are. I'm going to share with you a few examples of our clients, of our Clever Bunch members at Basic Bananas that have applied the framework more or less. So they've sort of adjusted and adapted the framework to suit them. So one here is for a coffee shop. And to the first sentence that they say is, did you know that every 50 minutes, one Australian dies of a heart attack? And that's the interrupt of your mind. It's like, wow, that's a stat that makes you think. Then he goes on to say, and I'm changing the name here. Hi, I'm Harry from Harry's Cafe. We produce a range of environmental and health conscious products. And then he goes straight into we are known for. We are known for our obsession for goodness and take away any opportunity to add anything unnecessary to our products. And then the call to action. If you like to taste some real food, visit us at blah, blah, blah. Here's another one from a Pilates studio. I'm going to share this one with you too. So the first thing that she says to interrupt people's thinking is, did you know 80% of men over 40 can't see their assets? Hi, I'm Hannah from Rip Pilates. We are known as the flat tummy specialists. And then a little bit about them. We use Pilates combined with electrical stimulation. And now here's the analogy. It's like doing 360 sit-ups without doing a single one. And then the call to action, come over and say hi. And you can try a little electrical stimulation if you like. So these are just examples of two different elevator pitches that have used this framework and adjusted it to themselves to make it work. So I'm going to quickly give you a recap of the six steps. Again, remember we go from big picture to more details. So first, we grab their attention with a question, a fact, or a stat. Then we introduce ourselves and the business, a little bit about it. Then we use a metaphor or an analogy. It's like, then we introduce maybe one or two of the most important benefits. So we could we could go with a feature and a benefit or just a benefit. Then number five is we talk about what's the number one thing we are known for. And number six is call to action. So if you follow these six steps for yourself, maybe you can even put it into practice right away and just adapt it as you go, because you will see the reaction from people as you share this. You will see how people react and if they're into it or if they pay attention. It's quite clear. It's quite clear if it's working or not. So maybe come up with a few different versions applying this framework and have a go. And also let us know how you go with it. And if you have a really good elevator pitch, please send it through too, because we want to have a look and share and get excited about your success when it comes to talking about your business. Remember, the more succinct, the more specific you can be about it, what it is that you do, the more people will be interested in you, the more people can actually talk about you and refer you and share your story. So also don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. We also talk about a lot of different aspects of business building, brand building, and general business strategies that we apply across different businesses over on Basic Bananas TV. And as always, if you know someone who would benefit from this show and especially this episode, please share it with that person, because the more we get to make a difference, the bigger the impact we can have and the bigger the ripple effects that we can create in the small business community. Thank you so much. Thanks again for listening, and we catch you on the next show.
To get more from Basic Bananas and to learn new ways to grow your business with clever marketing, visit basicbananas.com.